Hi, this is Dave Brock of Partners in Excellence. Today I'd like to talk about your sales process, specifically four key outcomes your sales process needs to produce for you. The sales process is the cornerstone to driving the highest levels of sales performance. There's just a huge amount of data supporting this. And we would tend to think that discussing the sales process should be a non-issue, that every organization should have strong sales processes in place, that salespeople should be using them, exploiting them, and executing them with precision. Yet this is really far from the truth. Too many organizations don't have or don't use a sales process, and still others have very, very poorly developed sales processes that hinder results. So take a look at your sales process. If it doesn't help you achieve the four outcomes I'm going to be discussing, then you need to go back to the drawing board and redesign your sales process. If you don't have a sales process in place, then you're missing the potential of achieving these outcomes, so you need to design and put a sales process in place and use it. The first key outcome is, does your sales process improve your win rates? You know, this is one of those kind of duh kind of statements where you say, you know, this seems so obvious, but yet too many sales processes actually accomplish the opposite. Think about it, it's simple. Our sales process is modeled around the key activities that we historically have executed that allow us to win business. Our sales process in the organization is really based on the collection of our best experiences in winning business. So the activities around a well-designed sales process are really oriented around what things do we need to do to win. So your sales process really is designed to dramatically impact and improve your win rates. You know, you think about it, why wouldn't you want to collect these in a systematic basis? Why wouldn't you want to organize them and execute them? If it causes us to win more frequently, then it's just crazy not to have a sales process in place. The second outcome our sales process needs to help us achieve is it really needs to help us compress our sales cycle. Again, this is kind of one of those almost too obvious statements, is you know, the sales process focuses on the critical activities that we need to execute to win. You know, what it does is it causes us to eliminate all the wasted, all the unnecessary steps, all those things that divert us from winning, all those things that take extra time and are unnecessary for us to execute to win. So the sales process, really well designed, enables you to dramatically compress your sales cycle. The third thing that the sales process should do is it needs to maximize deal profitability. This, I think, is really probably one of the most underestimated and one of the most powerful aspects of a really, really great sales process. What this does is really two fundamental things. First is the sales process focuses you to focus on your sweet spot. It focuses you on those customers where you have the best chance to compete, where your value is best aligned with value that they expect. And really, you know, they're kind of tuned to this is your very best spot. The second thing the sales process focuses you to do is it focuses you to be very clear about identifying specifically what customers value, then positioning your solution in the context of those things that the customers value. Without having a sales process in place, developing, communicating, delivering compelling and differentiated value is just really kind of a shot in the dark. You know, we don't know whether we're going to hit square on target with what's important to the customer or not. But the process enables you to focus on maximizing your value creation and then consequently maximizing your deal profitability. The fourth and final area that a sales process has to do is it has to align you with the customer's buying process. There's a lot of discussion about, is it the sales process? Is it the buying process? You know, we really need both. The customer owns their buying process. We own our sales process. There are a whole number of activities that we have to execute that coincide with the customer's buying process, but sometimes are a little bit different than the customer's buying process. You know, so we need to have both, but they need to be aligned and actually kind of interlinked. And also that, you know, we're helping guide our customer through the sales process and through their buying process without working at cross purposes and without wasting each other's times. You know, as sales professionals, we focus on outcomes and results. You know, to be successful, we have to help our customers produce results and compelling outcomes. To fulfill our responsibilities within our own organization, we have to produce results. The sales process is absolutely the cornerstone to enabling you as a sales professional and your organizations to do this consistently, effectively, and efficiently. If your sales process isn't producing these four outcomes, then it's a bad process, and fix it. If you aren't using the sales process, then you aren't performing at the highest level possible. You aren't winning as many deals as you can in as short a time as you can at the maximum level of profitability that you can. You need to fix it. If you aren't reinforcing the sales process within your organization through all your reviews, in your coaching, it's your responsibility as a leader to fix it. Do these things and the sales process will produce all these four outcomes for you, which is what you really want as a sales professional. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Enjoy your day.